Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to our second, I was gonna say video, second episode of this semester. How are you doing today, Rose?
I'm doing good. We had a very eventful day.
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate on the events of today?
Well, first of all, we woke up at like 10 something, 11, and then we went to Walmart with Mia, and it was fun. Like, first of all, we got up at a stop to go to a store to find out it was closed.
We were so sad. We're gonna get, okay, shout out to Bridge Street Pizza, best pizza in Oswego, not gonna lie. And so we were so excited because we got that pizza last time when we got that last time when we went to watch Clifford. So we went back and then it says that it opened at 3 and we were not staying out that long. So
yeah,
we just ended up,
12.
Yeah, so we just ended up getting Subway at Walmart. And it was like the final countdown because we took a little too long shopping and we had to get on the bus to come back at a certain time.
Yeah.
So we were like sitting there, like, watching the lady make our sandwiches, just, like, staring at the clock.
Like, low-key being like, hurry up.
Yeah. She was like, are you guys all going to the same place? We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Because we just kept checking the time.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. But we're back. We're having a good weekend. We did some community service today. That was interesting times.
Yeah.
And then we... It's like I'm on FaceTime with friends. I'm like, and then we went to a room and we put up LED lights, but we didn't have enough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the setup looks cool. We're actually thinking of making, like, a video for you guys. Like, an episode, like, on video and stuff. But we're thinking maybe for, like, the 11th episode around there.
Yes.
Yeah. But to get more into what today's episode is about, today's episode is titled Too Old, Yet Too Young. So... Rose, in your opinion, when is someone an adult?
Okay, so, like, legally, I would say 18. Like, oh, 18, oh, so you're an adult, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Hispanic, though? Nah, never mind. It's not 18.
45, you're an adult.
As a Hispanic, it's probably, like, I don't think your parents ever let you really be an adult until you, like, leave the house.
Pretty much.
And even then, sometimes they're like, oh, where are you? What are you doing? Like,
yeah, then you forget.
I live my own life, too.
Yeah, you forget you're, like, actually a functional human being, like, without them. I mean, it's good sometimes, but I think for me, if someone's an adult when they're, like, mentally mature to deal with certain situations, because... Some people hit 18 and they're still mentally 15.
Right.
Like, I've met some people here that are very interesting. Excuse the slamming of doors of 2 East. But, like, I don't even know. Sometimes I feel like, okay, cool. Like, I'm an adult in the sense that I have my own driver's license. I can drive. I have a bank account. Like, some people have jobs already and they be paying taxes and stuff. But, like, for certain things, I have no idea what I'm doing. And it's a very scary feeling. I guess, like, to you, like, if you close your eyes right now and you think of an adult, what does that look like?
I don't know. Someone that looks, like, mature. Like, you can just see it on their face.
Like, put together. I think of, like, business people. Because they always know, like, they always look like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, seeing my siblings are so much older than me, so I kind of saw, like, every stage. Even though I was, like, young, way younger than them, like, I saw them at, like, stages, and I just, like, I think about it, I'm like, I see, like, you grow up, and you go through phases still, like, you're really the same. It's just, like, everything that is, like, factored into your life now is all adult things.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, kid anymore.
Do you feel like an adult?
In a sense, like, I'm 18, so technically that makes me an adult. Like, we're away from our family, so it's, like, more independence, like, where we have to kind of, like, fend for ourselves.
Yeah. Wow, that was roomy things. Telepathy.
Oh, my gosh. She's copying me, guys.
Okay.
Nah. Anyways.
Sometimes I do be copying Rose, I'll admit. It just comes out naturally, though.
That's funny. No, but yeah, like, in some senses, I feel like I'm an adult. Yeah, like you said, with the bank account, I have my own driver's license. I'm trying to get a car. Like, if I wanted to, I could go into town and get a tattoo or a piercing and not have to be like, oh, I have to ask my mom and stuff. Like, nah.
I think it, like, also, I mean, like, for me, certain things make me feel like an adult. Like, when my mom tells me, like, call your insurance company and see if you have health insurance still. Or you have to start making your own doctor's and dentist appointment. Like, you can't go to the kid one anymore. That's, like, to me, like, I don't like this. It's like, a feeling of, like, you have to let go of certain things that you're, like, used to. But I guess it all depends, like, in the kind of way that you grew up. Because I know, like, for me, I'm the oldest. So I've always had to have... I've always had to have this, like, certain level of maturity over my sisters and, like, take on more responsibility. So I feel like I've always been kind of a little bit of an adult. But for other people, they're kind of, we call them in Spanish, añoñado, which means, like,
baby.
Mom, baby, yeah, like, mom does everything, dad does everything, and they come to college and don't know how to do their laundry, stuff like that. So it's, like, it really depends, this is the way you kind of grew up. Or, like, I know some people, I remember when I was in 10th grade, there was this girl in my class who literally told me that her brother, who was a senior in high school, was working till, like, 4 in the morning, then would get ready, come to school, and then sleep in the afternoons. Because they lived on their own, like, they didn't live with their parents. And I found that so crazy because he was just in high school, but he's already having to, like, take care of his family that way. So it's like, damn, sometimes I feel a little bit fortunate that I kind of got to be a kid, I guess. But, you know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
When do you think you'll, like, fully feel like an adult?
Probably when I have my own, like, place. Because, like, if you live with your parents, like, obviously you're going to live by their rules. Like,
right.
You can't just, like, oh, it's, like, I'm 18, like I'm going to come back at 3 a.m. Like, no, like,
yeah.
If you still live with your parents, you should very much so respect them because, like, they do not have to have you in their house.
Exactly.
They literally do not. Like, yeah, you're their kid, but they have no obligation, like, to like, house you after you're 18, especially if they've, like, given you everything.
Yeah.
Or, like, mostly everything. Like, they've always helped you and stuff. It's, like, there's, like, a point in place. A point in place?
Point in time?
A point in time?
I don't know.
A place and time where it's, like, you kind of, like, realize it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think it's weird, though, like, being 18, we're kind of in, like, which is, like, what the whole theme of the episode is. You're kind of in a weird gray area where you literally just graduated from high school, but now you're expected to pick a career that you're going to stick with, hopefully, for the rest of your life, but, you know, that doesn't really apply to a lot of people. You're, like, in charge of managing your finances or thinking about student loans, thinking about a job and all this stuff. And it's, like, it's weird when you go away to college because you sort of tend to, like... Because nobody here is telling me what time I gotta get home. Like, Rose...
Literally.
Yeah, Rose and I only, like, check on each other, but out of safety.
Yeah.
Not because... Like, I don't... Rose isn't...
I would never be like, Ellen, come home right now.
Exactly. Unless she's, like sick.
One time, we... This did happen to us. We had a scenario where I was like, Ellen, like, where are you? You didn't tell me that you were leaving. Like, it's late. I just want to know where you are.
Yeah.
It's not like... I'm saying, like, come back right now.
It's not like you're waiting here in your
that you're okay.
Your, like, nightgown, like, like, with your hands on your hips. Where were you?
Yeah,
who were you? No.
That's how it is when you live with your parents.
Right. So it's like coming here to college is like, okay, cool. You get to experience that sort of, like, independence of just, like, even simple things, like what time you go to eat. Like, you can go to eat anytime you want, as long as it's, you know, according to the dining hall times. Or, like, if you want to go out into town or, you know, whatever. But you want to, like, if you want to shower at 3 in the morning, you can shower at 3 in the morning. But it's, like, setting those, like, boundaries when you go back home is very interesting. It, like, happened to me because my home life is very different from college life, but I still find it important to sort of respect my family's rules because, you know, like, that's their house. But you kind of have to, like, also set your own boundaries and be like, okay, look, I understand, like, I'm not going to be coming home at 3 a.m, like, of course, but I don't have school, so, like, 11 and 10, 11 is okay, because, like, I'll tell you where I am, I'll tell you when I'm coming home, like, it'll be under your sort of standards, but you kind of have to set your foot down on some sort of stuff, which I've always found difficult to do. So, I went out to eat with some friends, and I told my dad, I was like, hey dad, I'm gonna go out to eat, like, I have a ride, like, don't worry, I'll text you when I get home. And I literally, like, told my mom, like, where I was and what I was doing, and I was literally at TGI Fridays, like, I was just talking with friends, and my mom started texting me, like, where are you, what are you doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, mom, literally sent her a picture, like, I'm at TGI Fridays, I will be home soon. The thing is, like, when you're out, like, talking with friends like that and eating, you don't know exactly what time you'll be home.
Right.
Because you're talking, you know? And especially with people, like, I hadn't seen in a while, so I was catching up with them.
Yeah.
That's when I literally found out one of those people listened to the podcast. Ian, if you're listening, thank you. I was so surprised. I was like, yeah, my roommate and I have a podcast. He's like, yeah, I've heard it. I was like, what? So, it was so funny. But, so my mom started, like, doing that. And I was like, mom, like, I'm literally, I have a ride. I'm good. I sent you a picture. Like, I'll tell you when I'm on my way home. It only seems late because that's when you go to sleep, not when I go to sleep. So it was just, like, a little annoying. And I kind of just, like, told her straight up, like, look, I'm 18. Like, come on. It's not 3 a.m. Yeah. It's...
Like, some parents just have to learn to chill out, too. Like, obviously, you live in her house, and, like, her house, her rules. But, like, there's a point where it's, like, too much.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't give your child that independence, like, as they get older, like, when do they think they're gonna find it?
And then, when they do find it, it's out of rebellion, and it's more likely to be in, like, a dangerous way. Because, yeah. Like, I tell them, like, would you rather me sneak out and not tell you who I'm with or what I'm doing? Or would you rather me tell you, look, I'm going to be a little late, but this is who I'm with. This is what time I'll try to get home and stuff like that. But, yeah, I, like, told her, and then I was talking about it with both my parents the next day. And my dad was just, like, laughing about it. But he made, like, a good point that I hadn't thought about. Like, more in my mom's point of view. He was like, you know, Ellen, when you're older and nobody's asking you what time will be home, blah, 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 all this stuff, you kind of miss a little bit, like, having somebody care for you in that way. And I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, as annoying as it is, they're kind of, it comes from a good place. But sometimes it's a little bit annoying. But I guess for you, have you ever had, like, any experiences like that? Where you were trying to, like, sort of assert yourself as, quote-unquote, an adult?
Like, thankfully, I don't think... Not really. I feel like the more I think about it, something might come up. But as of right now, no. Because my mom was always, like... It's not like she was laid back. She was always... She was like that, too. Like, she would ask and stuff. But I just would always tell her, like, I never really...
Like, the trust was always established.
Yeah, it was never a problem. It's like, oh, I'm doing this, this, and that. Like, is that okay? You know?
Yeah.
She'll be like, yeah. And then she'll be like, oh. She'll just, the only thing she texts me is like, oh, how are you guys doing? Like, are you guys good?
Her mom is great. I love Rose's mom. She's great. But I guess, like, that's something that I always think about. Like, I mean, my parents weren't too terrible. I know of some kids that they didn't go out at all. So, you know, my parents just, like, tried to look out for me. But it definitely could be worse. I guess, like, you mentioned earlier being Hispanic and, like, this sort of sense of, like, adult, what do you think are the challenges that come out of our sort of, like, our Hispanic background and adulting, I guess?
Like
how you said how technically at 18 yeah. you're an adult, but then not really.
Like, elaborate on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gave a good example of how your mom is, like...
I love my mom, but, right. you know. Yeah,
but, like, that's one of the things that we're talking about. It's, like, you're 18, you're a certain age, but, like, to your parents, that could mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, oh, you're still their kid. They still have, like, superiority over you. And, like, sometimes, like, most of the times, it's not like that. It's, like... Like, honestly, I feel like there's a certain age where you guys... Obviously, you're not equal. They're still your parents. But, like, they should treat you with, like, the respect that you give them.
Right.
And, like, give you more leniency or, like, independence. Because, yeah. obviously, you're going to need it. Like, especially if you're going to do your own thing. Like, a lot of people, when they move out of the house, they're not going to go with someone. Like, they're not going to have another person. They're literally on their own.
Right.
So, if you just, like, don't let your child, like, have that, like...
It's also on you to kind of not be... what's not curse word for this? I literally can't think. Just don't be rude. Don't be a jackass to your parents. Like, I'm leaving. I don't care about your rules. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, if they give you a reason to, okay, sure. But if they're, like, just genuinely trying to, like, watch out for you, be like, all right, chill. I'm good, but thanks. You know, like, obviously, yeah. it's you give what you receive.
Yeah, because, like, obviously, like that, when they say something like that, most of the times, they say it in a nice way. Like, mm-hmm. like, not they say it in a nice way. They receive it in a good way. Like, they'll be like, okay, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know?
That's sort of like, what happens to
they
me.
They just need a wake-up call. They right. need to realize that, oh, my God, my kid is growing up. And, like, they need
yeah.
that little extra bit of, like, independence from me. Like, it's okay. They're fine. Like, what have they done to, like, betray you? Like, obviously, exactly. if you never, like, you always did bad stuff, obviously your parents are not going to trust you. And then that's when it's like, okay, they have every reason to be
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're a good kid and you don't do anything wrong, they should not really do that, you know? So, I guess it's like, yeah, some parents just need a wake-up call sometimes. It's just like, hey, like, this is kind of too much. Like, I'm this age now. You know, I never really did anything wrong. Like, when I went out, like, I just go out with my friends, you know? They just have to, like, realize.
Yeah. And it's definitely difficult as a girl and as a Hispanic because I feel like the standard is so different. If you're a guy, they kind of just... I see, like, my guy friends that are Hispanic, like, their mom and dad, like, let them out just whenever. And then when you're a girl, it's like, who are you going with? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I remember when I was little, if I wanted to, like, hang out with a friend, my parents needed to meet their parents, too. And that's a big thing in Hispanic culture. Because
yeah.
it's like, why would I go over to somebody's house if my parents didn't know their parents? They didn't know what type of people they are. They didn't know,
right.
like, what could be going on.
When they hit you with the, no, you can't sleep over because they have a brother and a dad.
That and is exactly, yes. Uno nunca sabe. Yeah, literally. If you don't know what that means. Basically, if you're a Hispanic little girl trying to go over to a sleepover, your mom is or your dad is going to be like,
Are
no.
there any guys in the house?
Exactly, because you never know. And, I mean, they're watching out for you, because shit's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's, like,
bleep
honestly...
crazy.
Honestly, it's, like, a lot of stuff happens in their countries, and I guess it's like,
trauma.
Traumatizing to, like, hear about it, and you would never want that to happen to your kids, so they're, like, extra precautious. But it's, like, we're in the United States now, so it's, like, a little bit different. But they're still right with, you never know.
Exactly.
Because you never truly know.
It always comes down to that generational trauma. Should we talk about that next?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a deeper topic anyways. But, no, literally, I never had a sleepover, honestly, if it wasn't with a cousin or something. Because my mom and dad would be like, have them come over to our house. That's great. But I don't want you going over to somebody else's house. And, yeah. like I don't know them like that. I don't know what's going on in that house. And it's, like, it's not that they don't trust you. It's that they,
they're just overprotective.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I just got this crazy memory. So, my friend, who passed away, rest in peace, Crystal, she had a birthday party, a slumber party, when she was, like, 14. And I was ready to go. I had my little bag. I was at the party. You know, we were getting ready. We did our thing. We watched a movie. And all the girls are, like, setting up their little, like, sleeping bags. And I did, too. I was so excited. And then it's, like, 12. And I get a knock on the door. And it's my dad, like, all right, let's go. I'm like, what do you mean, let's go? Like, this is a slumber party. He's like, you're funny. Let's go. So, I did not sleep over that day, and I was not the only girl that left, because the only other Hispanic girl also left. But, it's just definitely a lot of overprotectiveness, especially for your girl. Sometimes it's pretty frustrating, but I know it comes out of a very interesting place. I guess the last question before we get into this thing I wanted to do, when you were little,
yeah,
and you thought about you as an adult, what did that look like?
I don't remember a lot of when I was little, but all I remember about, like, me growing up was, like, I wanted to be a vet, so I guess I would imagine myself as, like, a vet,
mm-hmm.
and, like, helping other animals and stuff. I don't know
what
I
would, like... Did you think of, like your style, your...
No.
Your character, your personality?
No, but all I can say is that little me would probably thought it was cool. Probably think it was That's cool cute. Right now.
Little me would be baffled by me right now, but also proud, honestly.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, damn, you did what we always wanted to do. I definitely, so I have this thing, I haven't done it this year or last year, but, I would write myself, like, letters to my future self, so I have from, like, fourth grade, and it's so crazy, like, the progression, because the smaller in age the letters get, it starts off with, "Dear Ellen, are you a mom now?" Like, literally the first thing. And then as it gets older, it's, "Dear Ellen, are you okay?" Like, are you, you know, happy? So it's less of what society kind of told me an adult looks like and more what I told myself an adult looks like. I think when I was little and I thought of me as an adult, I kind of just thought of, like, being more confident in myself, more secure in myself. I always wanted to be a teacher, so something along those lines. And then, you always think of, like, I don't know if, like, about you, but I think of, like, the ideal, like, house and family and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Yeah. But I also want to do my own thing of, like, I want to travel, I want to do stuff, but... all in all, I just want to be happy, you know? So now that you're older, what does an adult... What do you, as an adult... What... Whoa!
What do I think my adult self looks like?
Yes.
Like, my more mature self,
Or are basically? You already that?
I am not already that. I'm far from it, because I'm still working. I'm in college right now. I'm, like, a student. I'm a student right now. And because I don't have a profession, like, I'm working to it. I feel like once I get my profession, I, like... get to settle down, like, get my own apartment, like, that'll be me as an adult, like, when I peak, basically, kind of, because, like, then, it's like, you live together, and then comes marriage, and then comes babies, just like that one song,
K-I-S-S-I, first comes love,
yeah,
no, okay, so for the last part of today's episode, I was Googling, like, because, you know, like, BuzzFeed quizzes? So,
yeah, of course.
So I found one that's, what percentage of adult are you? So we're going to...
Bro, that's crazy. Are you going to read the questions aloud and our answers?
Yes. Okay. So I'll, like, do it for you.
All right.
So... all right. Rose.
Yes.
What time do you usually wake up on the weekend? Before 7 a.m., 7 to 8 a.m., 8 to 9 a.m., 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, after 12.
I feel like it's either 10 through 12.
Okay. So 11 to 12? Or 10 to 11?
10 to 11.
Okay. You've made some pasta, but just realize your crockery is dirty. What do you do? What the hell is a crockery?
I'm pretty sure it's the pot.
Okay. Wash up a plate to eat it off of course. Just eat it straight out of the saucepan. It saves washing up. Put it on the plate you ate lunch off of. There's only a few crumbs of it. This should never happen because I always wash up straight away.
Yeah, the last one.
Okay. On average, how many days a week do you cook for yourself? Never, 1 through 6, or every day?
Do I cook for myself?
Mm-hmm.
Closer to never, because okay. We live in a college dorm, unfortunately, but I wish I would.
If your friend was getting married tomorrow, do you have something in your wardrobe you could feasibly wear? Yep, I'd be fine. I could probably scrape something together, or LOL, no, I'd be screwed.
Well, in this closet, no, but at my closet at home, yes, I would.
Okay,
I would,
so I'll put yep, I'll be fine. If a light bulb blew up in your living room, how long would it take for you to replace it? I have a supply of bulbs, so I'd do it straight away. I'd go out and buy a bulb on the same day. I'd change it within a few days, probably within a week, 2 weeks, a month. Leave it until all the other bulbs had gone too, and I literally couldn't see anymore.
The soonest. Because okay. I'm scared
go
of the
out
dark.
And buy a bulb?
Yeah.
She's scared of the dark? What?
Like, moderately. I don't know. I'm just afraid of nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm afraid of the unknown. Gotcha. If I can't see something, that's scary. That's why I'm scared of the ocean, because I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, me too. How often do you change your bed sheets? Every week? Any less than that's gross. Once every few weeks is fine. Once a month. Like 3 times a year. Even less, I only change them when they physically look dirty. That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
I literally have never changed my own sheets. Nasty also. Which one?
Well, I don't change my sheets. I wash them. So let's say wash them. And I would say like...
once every few weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's kind of gross.
Yeah. Have you ever booked your own flights? Yeah, once or twice. Yeah. At this point, me too. Who takes care of the bills in your house? I live with my parents, so they do it. I do it myself. One of my housemates does it. My other half does it.
So my dad pays the bills, but I do the bills. Like,
I do it
pay
myself.
Pay them for him, yeah.
Okay. Shit.
Like, he pays them, with monetary value, but... Yeah.
It doesn't let me change it for some reason. Whatever. Okay, if you had a kid tomorrow, how well do you think you would be able to deal with it? Oh god, it would be an absolute disaster. I'm panicking even thinking about it. I would struggle big time and definitely ask my parents to help a lot. I'd mess up a lot, but I reckon I might be able to manage. I think I might actually do pretty well. I feel kind of ready. I would nail it. I'd totally be up for a challenge, or I already have a kid. Yeah, I'm the child.
Wait, what was the second to last one?
I would totally nail it. I'd be up for the challenge.
Yeah, I'd be up for the challenge.
How much cutlery do you have at home? I have a full set of everyday cutlery and then another set of fancy blah, blah, blah. I would host a dinner party for 8 comfortably. 4 forks, 4 knives, barely enough for myself.
I have a lot. We have everything.
So, full set of everyday?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how to bleed a radiator? One of the little options is what?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Which of these would you choose to snack on? A piece of fruit, a bag of chips, some nuts, a packet of Haribo, a cereal bar, some biscuits, a chocolate bar, some healthy popcorn.
The bag of chips.
Okay. Oh, it says crisps and I auto-corrected it into chips in my head. How many plants do you have in your house? At least one, and they're all still alive. A few around the house, a couple, but I think one's dying. A cactus, because they're less...
A couple, but I think one's dying.
Okay.
That's definitely true.
If you're at a bar, what's your choice of booze? What's your booze of choice? First of all, we don't drink. We are illegal.
Go to the bars, probably?
Yeah, we're not at the bars. The cheapest lager and more upmarket beer, a glass of the house wine, a nicer, more expensive wine, gin and tonic, a Jaeger bomb, shots, vodka mixer, fancy cocktail, champagne or prosecco, a hard spirit like rum or whiskey. Literally, what else?
I would say a mixed drink. Is there a mixed drink?
Vodka like the mixer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What's your reaction when someone on your Facebook gets engaged? What? Seriously? Already? Haha, it's going to be like 10 years until it happens to me. Oh my god, I'm so alone. That's cute. I hope they're happy together.
That's cute. I hope they're happy together because I don't have anyone I don't like on my socials, so it'll always be someone that I like.
When did you last go to a dentist? Last 6 months?
Yeah. I went over the break.
What do you do when you get pretty ill? Go to the doctor, tell your parents, only go to the doctor if it gets really bad, avoid the doctor, and hope you don't die.
Pretty ill? Pretty ill? Like, what's pretty ill?
I don't know. Like, flu, bad flu?
Go to the doctor? I don't know. I just be staying sometimes. Like, only time...
Only go to the doctor if it gets really bad?
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10... 10 being the highest, how together would you say your life is right now?
Like, a 5 or a 6.
Alright, you got 59% adult. I'm gonna get, like, 2%, bro. Okay, so it says, you're actually a pretty decent adult. You're good at most household tasks and are definitely totally competent at looking after yourself, even if sometimes you feel like a kid who's kind of faking their way through adulthood. Yes. You can be trusted with most tasks and probably have a pretty settled lifestyle, but that doesn't mean you don't have quite a few traits from your teenage years, like ordering the cheapest drinks at a bar or eating the odd meal out of a saucepan. All right, so I'm going to take it now. All right, so I just took the quiz. I got 45% adult. So it says, you're doing a pretty good job at bumbling through adulthood without too many people noticing that you actually have very little clue of what you're doing and are basically a big kid in a full-size body. Damn. You kind of have your life in order and are actually pretty competent at a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean you don't occasionally eat straight out of the saucepan or accidentally sleep past midday. Yep, all the time. Because that inner teenager never really goes away. Truth. So we hope that whether you feel like you're an adult or not, you just are okay with wherever you are in life, you know? Nobody is going to tell you, now's the time to be an adult, now's the time to be a kid. And sometimes you can kind of be both, as long as you aren't a lazy butt and do your part. So, any last words, Rose, before we...
Girl, you gotta hit on me, bro? You said any last words?
I was so...
Damn, bro. Guys, I'm scared. Why did she say that? What does she mean, any last words? Nah. Okay. I guess just always take your time. Growing up, like, don't ever feel like you're forced to grow up. Like, I know we said all that stuff about, like, turning 18. It's like, oh, yeah, your parents should give you more freedom. But, like, honestly, if you don't want that, you don't have to, like, seek it out and stuff. Like,
yep. Do what you're comfortable with.
Yeah. I know some people don't like to grow up. I don't like to grow up. I really don't.
No, I want to go to Disney World.
So.
Bro, I freak out.
Take your time, guys.
I watch cartoons. Just do you,
What
guys.
About you? What are your last words?
My last words? Damn. She just pulled the strap out of me, bro. My last words is...
My last words is...
Yeah, that's the last word.
My last words are...
Oh! This one, not an adult.
I thought you were a teacher, girl.
Girl, not yet. That's what I'm here for. And I'm not no English teacher, bro. I'm a social studies teacher. My last words are... You receive what you give.
Yeah.
So, if you... want to be an adult, but you're acting like a baby, you're not going to be taken seriously. Take your time, but don't take too long.
Yeah, because obviously, like, you're expected to grow up at some point.
And don't be 40 living in your parents' basement.
Yeah, no, because your life, gets wasted like that.
Live your life. There, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Live your life.
Live your life, but don't be stupid.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the advice. I'm literally on crack, bro. Like, I'm not. No, because some people... Nah, let me not. Okay. Anyways, next episode, I think we settled on generational trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do some light reflection. All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hello?
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh my god.